Dear brothers and sisters, tonight we celebrate the great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Mother of God. Unfortunately, sometimes this feast day is incorrectly understood by the faithful, thinking that the Immaculate Conception refers to the virginal conception of Christ in the womb of Mary. That's not the case. But today's feast refers to Mary's Immaculate Conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. This truth of our faith is revealed to us by God, and it's very beautiful. From the first moment of her conception, by a special grace of Almighty God, Mary was preserved free from all stain of original sin. We know that, you know, God intervenes at every moment of human conception. Just like ours, Mary's conception, Mary was conceived in the act of marital union of her parents, Saint Anne and Saint Joachim. And at that moment, God breathed the breath of life into her. At that moment of conception, God created Mary's immortal soul. Just as when all of us were conceived, at the moment of conception, God creates a soul for us and unites it with our bodies. But what makes Mary's conception entirely unique and different from ours is that at the moment that God created Mary's soul, God filled her with the Holy Spirit and with His grace. In our conception, we were conceived with a stain of original sin, passed down to us by Adam, the father of the human family. And this stain prevented us from receiving the indwelling grace of Almighty God. We were conceived and we were born without the greatest gift that God gave to Adam. We were conceived and born without sanctifying grace. That comes to us in baptism. But in Mary's conception, because God knew that His Son, Jesus Christ, would offer the sacrifice of the cross and would win grace for us, God created Mary in the grace of Christ. God preserved her from the stain of original sin and also all personal sin. And in this way, God created Mary to be a dwelling place for His Son, Jesus Christ. God created Mary immaculate, just as He created the Immaculate Church, so that through Mary and through the Church, Jesus might be able to come to us and destroy sin by His grace until the end of time. There's a famous novel written in French called Diary of a Country Priest. And the French novelist, his name is Georges Bernanos. And this French novelist describes Mary in a very beautiful way. He says that in a mysterious way that Mary is younger than sin. If you think about that for a moment. That Mary is younger than sin. That Our Lady's soul is like a child who has never known sin. Mary is innocence itself. The fallen human nature that we experience is the result of something that happened later when sin entered the world through the sin of Adam and Eve. Rather, Mary's soul exists in that state of innocence before the fall, in which mankind was originally created. Therefore, she is younger than sin by her immaculate conception. And she helps us to regain our innocence by leading us to her Son so that we may receive His grace and become children before our Heavenly Father. Amen.